For the Radio Star interview, I will be chatting to Dr. Sipalele Rawai about reflux in babies. Dr. Sipalele is a registrar working at Red Cross Children's Hospital. He is originally from the Eastern Cape and he moved to Cape Town in February of this year. Can you please tell us more about yourself?
Greetings to all the staff at Red Cross Radio and all the listeners. My name is Sipalele Rawai. I am from the Eastern Cape, the part formerly known as Transkei. Grew up there, born and bred, and then I did my undergrad in Walter Sisulu University, and then I did my internship in the Free State in Qwaqwa. I then did my comserve in a very remote area called Lady Frey in the Eastern Cape. And then in 2015, I moved to Port Elizabeth, Doranginza Hospital. So I've been there for the past 5 years. I came to Red Cross this year, started here in March, as part of our rotation as registrars from that side to get exposure this side.
What is reflux and what causes it?
So reflux is basically movement of gastric or stomach contents back up the esophagus, sometimes out the mouth, or they can also go to the lungs. Their causes are usually lying flat when feeding, especially in small kids or younger kids. Prematurity can also be associated. Pyloric stenosis, where the upper, where the sphincter is stenosed or almost closed, and also things like food intolerance, like cow's milk, and many other forms of esophagitis.
How serious is reflux usually in babies, and when is reflux a problem?
So reflux in babies is more often than not a problem or a cause for concern, because we know that from about 8 months upwards, the kids are usually a bit longer by then, so which means the esophagus is longer and it starts to curl as well, and the lower esophageal sphincter is also a bit more developed by then, so it makes it a little bit difficult for anything that's in the stomach to move back up into the esophagus and cause reflux. So, but we are usually then concerned if one of the following is there. If the kid is not gaining weight as well as we want them, or they are actually losing, or if they have chronic cough or a wheeze, which would now mean that they have a chronic aspiration, or if they have difficulty in breathing, which is also associated with aspiration, or if they have projectile vomiting, or if they vomit yellow greenish fluid, because now these would indicate a more serious condition, and yellow contents are usually not from the stomach, they are usually from down the intestines, and this could indicate any obstruction down there, or if there is coffee ground vomiting or bloody, which would now indicate possible bleeding in the gastrointestinal tract. Or if the baby just refuses food, this is now a cause for concern. Or if they are usually irritable after eating, or if they start now having a reflux or spitting when they are older, like more than 6 months, then this is also a cause for concern. Because we know by this time they are actually usually starting to get better.
If a case of reflux gets serious, what are the medical or surgical treatments for it?
Okay, so there's three parts to the management of reflux, the non-medical, medical, and the surgical. So the non-medical is basically to try and thicken feeds. They can buy cornstarch and mix with the formula or with the breast milk, or they can buy already thickened feeds at all the outlets like Clicks, Dischem. Also, the sitting position when they are eating is very important. They need to sit up or be on mom's lap when eating, proper burping, and also just to realize when baby is full, because some mothers, if their babies are crying all the time, they think that they are always looking for food, so also to realize when the babies are full. And then the medical one is we use what we call omeprazole. Omeprazole is a pill that we give to our kids to make the gastric contents less acidic, because acid damages the lining of the food pipe. So this makes the gastric contents or the stomach contents less acidic. On the surgical one, there is Nisin fundoplication and a PEG. So in simple terms, a Nisin is basically what they take a part of the stomach and they close the opening to the food pipe up there, to try and make sure that nothing moves back up the esophagus once the baby has eaten. And a PEG is basically like a feeding tube that's connected from the skin to the stomach, so that if they have reflux, they don't have to swallow food and then it moves back up. So they can either get the PEG, which is the feeding tube only, or they can they can get both of them if they have a severe enough reflux and they have all the issues that I mentioned in question 3 and 4. Then they will warrant both the Nissen and the PEG.
Does gripe water help with reflux?
There is definitely no place for gripe water or anything else that a mother can buy from pharmacy. There's only just a place for what we give them, because there has been studies that have been done to confirm that it actually helps. If anything, most of the things they buy by themselves, they actually give problems. So I would urge them to actually stay away from them.
What advice would you like to give to parents when dealing with reflux?
My advice to mothers, especially first-time mothers, because reflux can be daunting and it can be quite scary, especially for someone who actually sees it for the first time, would be just to be as calm as possible. And if they feel like they are concerned or they don't know what to do, the best thing to do is just to seek medical help, so you can get explanations and you can get you'll be told what to do, when and how. And make sure that you position your child correctly with the head tilted upwards, and proper burping, and have schedules of feeding. Don't just feed whenever you feel like your child is hungry. So at least 3 hourly when they are younger, then you can extend to 4 and then 6. So those really just help. If you feel like then your child is actually losing weight, or they are always irritable after feeding, or they maintain a certain posture, they arch their back most of the time, or if there is blood then in whatever they are vomiting, then those pose a potential problem and they need to be dealt with as early as possible. So if any of those happen, then they must please run to a nearest health facility so they can get help. And yeah, I think that would be my advice.
Thank you so much, Dr. Sipalele. We really appreciate you doing the interview.